Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Kedoshim. That's Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Gimel. And the Pasuk continues, V'loy selcho b'chukas agoy, you shall not go in the ways of the nation. Asher arnim shalaychem ibnechem, that I'm sending out from before you. Ki as kol elo asu, because all these things they did, va'akutz bam, and I was disgusted with them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, va'akutz l'shain mias, this is a lashon of repulsive. Kimai kasti b'chayai, kadim shu katz b'mizaynei, like a person who's disgusted by the food he's eating. That's why I tell you, atem tirshu esad masam, you shall inherit their land. And I will give it to you to inherit it. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm Hashem your God, that I've separated you from the nation. You shall distinguish between tahar and non-tahar animals and tahar and non-tahar birds. And you shall not make your souls abominable by with any animals or birds or anything that crawls on the ground that I've set apart for you to be tameh. You shall be holy for me. For I am holy. And I've separated you from the nations to be for me. Let's see Rashi over here. If you're separate from them, so then your mind says Hashem. If not, you're just part of Nebuchadnezzar and his friends. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he tells us, how do we know that a person shouldn't say, I'm disgusted by Chazir. I don't want to wear shatness. A person should say, Efshi, I very much would like to eat chazer. I very much would like to wear shatness. But what could I do? My father in heaven commanded me not to do so. That's because the pasuk says, I want you to be for me. That the reason why you're separate from them is because it's for me. Separating oneself from Avera and accepting the yoke of heaven upon himself, a person's mindset should be that the reason why he's doing mitzvahs and he's not doing averes is because that brings him closer to Hashem, liyosli, says the pasuk. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Zion, Ve'isha isha, man or woman, kiya bohem oiva yidaini, if they have in them oiva yidaini, masu, they shall be put to death, bo'avin yirgumu oisam demei ambam, they shall stone them with stones, their blood is on them. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zion, kiya bohem oiva yidaini, kanemar bohem misa, over here it says that they get stoned to death, ulamala karis, but previously it says that they get karis. Edim hasra, if there's edim and there's warning not to do it, beskilo, so then they get stoned. Mezid b'layasra, if they do this on purpose, mezid, but they didn't get warned, be karis, then they're going to get karis. V'shei gosam, if they did this shkaga, they did this inadvertently, chatas, they would have to bring a chatas. V'chein b'chol chayvei misa shner b'hem karis, this applies to anything that a person could technically be put to death, and it also says the word karis, so there's these different levels. A person being warned with edim, they'd be put to death. They did it with mezid, without being warned, they would get karis, and doing it as a shaygig, they would just have to bring a chatas. With this, we finish the parsha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.